Hey guys, welcome to Not Another Anxiety Show. I'm your host, Kelly Walker, and joining me today is my co-host from thebabybroad.com, Erica Latham.
What up, mama?
Hey.
Oh, I'm supposed to call you Lady Boss. What up, Lady Boss?
I like Lady Boss. I'm partial to that. Thank you.
Thank you as long as it's not ma'am.
You know what? You can call me. As long as it's ma'am, call me whatever you want.
For real. For real. I got ID'd the other day. Every time you mention ma'am, I think of the times I got ID'd, but I just got ID'd just recently, and I was so pumped.
Yeah, that's when I forgot to post last week's episode because of technical difficulties / a bachelorette party. I saw one of my friends that I hadn't seen in probably like 6-7 years, and the first thing she said was, "You look exactly the same."
That's the nicest thing
you could ever say to me.
Yes.
I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Love that. Okay. Well, hey, this is an exciting episode for you and me.
Yeah.
We're taking a break.
We're taking a break for the summer season. Any special plans?
I swear to God, I'm going to go to the gym. First of all, we record once a week for like half an hour. The rest of the time we just chat. This doesn't interfere in my life at all. So me saying I'm gonna go to the gym. Like I need all this time, this free time. Like
your extra half hour on Thursday.
I have plenty of time, but this is the moment. No, I think I wanna just like really go out. I'm gonna live my little single life. I'm gonna go out and just have fun, enjoy the weather. Finally, it's not raining for the first time in upstate New York in like months.
I know.
I'm down in a community garden. I'm gonna go power community garden that nonsense. Pumped. What are you gonna do?
I am not gonna build a garden. That was one of the things on our like projects list this summer, and then we realized how little we get done with kids. So dreaming big, you know, just like maybe one project this year. No, but we are going away. We're going to Prince Edward Island. It's like a 10-hour drive.
It's
going to
be cool.
It's going to, once we get there, it's going to be really cool. Mm. You know, maybe the 10-hour drive won't be as bad as I fear, but we are going away for a little while and kind of just the same thing, really hanging out, enjoying the weather, getting outside. It's so nice. Everybody comes out of the woodwork here, right, in New England.
Yeah. Same here.
In the sense, just you get to see people, get out more. It's not like everybody gets out of hibernation mode, which is really nice.
That's what I mean. Like, I can't wait. We have little free concerts down here where I live.
Yeah.
So just go enjoy that stuff, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Plus, you know, this is we have what, 190 episodes
already recorded? Yes, 190. So much. I was like looking through the, you know, different notes for each episode. And I'm like, gosh, this could literally be a novel. There's so much content. So I know some people might not be super excited to hear us taking a break, but it's 190 episodes. If you haven't listened to them all, like say you're kind of scanning through the titles and you don't really feel like a topic pertains to you, maybe like, you know, go out on a limb and give it a chance, because so often, as you've seen as our, you know, if you listen in, you kind of see as our theme, like we may start with a very specific topic or question, but it always kind of goes to this like very general being human. So often these individual episodes are like a lot more relatable, or there's something to get out of it that we might not recognize just in like a first judgment or first scan of all the different titles. So there's a lot of content there. And really, part of the reason we're taking a break is like a refresh, see if we want to come in with like a slightly different spin or approach or segment or whatever, just giving ourselves some time to think what direction we want to go in when we come back.
We always have great ideas when we take a break. Anxiety Bites came out of a little bit of a break.
Yep.
You know, we get a better opportunity to kind of build up some guests, maybe. There's all
and
kinds
content,
of stuff,
right? It's a lot of
content.
It allows
it
us
is.
To.
And every week, it's like, you know, we want to make sure that we have our feet under us and, you know, research wise, and by me or us, I mean you. I'm excited. And so we'll probably check in definitely on social media when it gets closer and when we're coming back. But definitely we need the summer to hang out with the wangs out. Super appropriate. Don't. Oh, my goodness. Cool. I'm excited for your summer. And well, let me ask you one thing, because this is like obviously a quickie episode.
Yeah.
If you had to name, well, let's say two, because I can never narrow down to one, two of your favorite moments from the show so far. That's a lot of episodes.
It's so many episodes.
Or favorite guests other than me, obviously.
You're a co-host. You're not a guest. You don't count. God,
thank you so much.
You don't count. So nice. You've ever said. You don't count. You're my favorite co-host. How about that? Yeah, very lucrative position. Let's see. That's hard. And you know what? It's like I have that thinking bias where you can kind of only remember what's more recent. I know episode 2 or 3, like What Is Anxiety, is a really popular one and tends to be like one of the most popular episodes. So like starting there, even though that's like when we were first getting kind of our feet under us, getting our vibe down. Of course, like the Illustrated Happiness Trap with Russ Harris.
Such a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what one our whittling conversation was in. That one.
Which one?
And yeah, it whittling conversation. More than you would think in there an was anxiety one where podcast.
There's one where I would love for someone to like whittle our heads in something and then immediately get a restraining order. But like that would be super great to get like somebody just listening to the show, just like whittled sculpture of like bobblehead of our of us. What was I just gonna say? One of the little ones, we just laughed the whole episode, which makes me laugh thinking about it. I love anything with Sarah Sarkis. Can I be like,
yes, like, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
God,
yeah.
She's such a good guest. Get her back.
Oh my gosh, how did I even forget about Sarah? See, because she hasn't been on in a while. So
I know.
That's something I can do during our break is reach out to Sarah and connect because she's always such a good sport and willing to come on and talk about good stuff. So.
And I have been like power texting you in the last couple of months. Like I heard this person and this person and this. So hopefully we'll be able to that's my job this summer. Email some new folks. Get some fresh blood in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also loved our poop episode.
Our digestive ailment.
That's digestive. I say poop. You are professional. See the difference?
It's see like why we need each other? Habit. It's like because this way, when I go into the clinical setting, I don't say, "Hey, what's your poop like today?
What's your poop?
Like,
you got any poop issues?
Any poop issues? Yeah,
100% of the reasons why I'm not a nurse." There they are. All right there.
All right there. On the table.
Well, I'm going to miss recording with you for a couple weeks, months.
I know. Well, that's okay. I'm still going to harass you. Text you.
Call you. Power text you. You'll text me next Thursday, you know.
What are you doing?
Well, cool. Well, you know, have a great summer. Everybody have a great summer. Check in on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And people send us messages all the time with the best memes about anxiety. Love those.
I know.
Definitely steal those all the time. And let us know what you're doing this summer. Let us know what your favorite episodes have been or what you want to hear.
You know what? I remember being, just as you're chatting, I remember being in the throes of anxiety. And there's so much pressure during the summer. And I'm in a place where I get to really enjoy summer now. But there were a few summers there where... you know, it just felt like there was so much pressure to have a good time to get out. So, you know what? Let us know if this summer is hard. Let us know how you're taking care of yourself. You know, let us know what you're doing for you. And remember, it's just kind of, it's a constant like readjustment of those expectations. If the best you can do is like sit on your back porch and get some vitamin D, it's okay. Like not every summer.
Doesn't that sound heavenly?
Yeah. Not every summer, not this whole summer necessarily will be like that, but tweak it to work for you. It's okay if this particular season isn't, you know, mocha choca bullshit drinks and good times, you know.
Mocha choca. This episode has been sponsored by mocha choca bullshit drinks. You can get yours at your local. Oh my goodness.
Mocha
choca. I love that though. First of all, my favorite moments in my life are sitting on my porch at my camp eating a Klondike bar. Like, zero activity.
It's an ice cream sandwich. Like,
those good ice cream ones. Yes. I bought
oh,
a
I don't
box
know how
of them
much garbage are in them, I, but oh, God.
No, so it's probably full of garbage, but can I just say
the ice cream doesn't really
lower
melt.
In calories. No, they don't freeze or melt. It's like plastic.
I think it's calorie-wise,
like they're probably less than even some of like the Skinny Cow stuff. So,
oh, but I just love it. You know, it's like childhood.
Yeah, I know. So let us know what you're doing or not doing. How are you taking care of yourself this summer? What are you going to do during your summer break? It's going to be like when we come back, we should do it like they did in school. Over summer break, I did this. That's going to be our first episode.
That is going to be our first
episode. I'm calling it.
All right, girl.
Well, happy summer.
Happy summer, everybody. And we will see you come the fall. And that's our episode. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe and take a minute to write a review on iTunes so that we can reach and support more people. If you have a question you'd like answered on the show, please visit notanotheranxietyshow.com. You can also get a free ebook there by subscribing to my newsletter. And until next time, remember, be kind to yourself.